have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GivesendGo. GivesendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GivesendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.
Hello and welcome to our GivesendGo Spotlight TV. We're so excited that you're here joining us. And tonight we have, or today, whenever you're watching, we have a very, very special guest. I'm very excited about having Gary Junkun on the show tonight. He started a campaign on GivesendGo not too long ago. And when I read his story, I said, wow, people need to find out about what you're doing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Heather, thank you so much. So I started this after going through what I call a fire that ripped through my life. About six and a half years ago, where I lost contact with my two sons when they were 9 years old and 12 years old. It was such a painful experience, and I could turn to nobody that I knew that had gone through something similar where they had lost contact with their kids. And it was an extremely painful period that resulted in a downward spiral in my life, just becoming very sick and financially affected. And just so many of my pillars of my life were just destroyed. And it was during this pandemic, I've now reunited with my two sons. They're now 16 years old and 19, and just two amazing boys. And I'm just so grateful for now looking back at the events that unfolded there to have brought me to where I am right now. And so last year, it was 2020, just after the pandemic started, the idea came to me to start 100K Fathers, to be able to help other fathers that have gone through something similar to what I had. And at the start, I had no idea how on earth I'd even help these fathers. My objective, and I wrote it down in a big note, just have conversations with fathers. And through having those conversations, I'll really learn to know how I'd be able to help them. And what I started doing was started to share the tools and the ideas and the philosophies and just the way that I'd lived my life with other fathers. And there was one father, incredible father, you know, about 7 months ago that was introduced to me. And I started working with him. And in this time, you know, just in sharing these different tools, and he's been following up with those, he ended up, the first person he reunited with was his own father that he hadn't spoken to in 9 years, his brothers. Just an incredible, beautiful story. And just where his life is now, it's what I call an upward spiral when you work on the pillars of your life. And so I've now created this online community. And there's these fathers from, it's now 8 countries around the world. You know, we've got Australia and Canada and US, and we've got from Norway. It's just all around the world, and it's just growing. And fathers are now starting to find us. And it's just beautiful to see the stories that are coming in this community and the way that it's changing their lives. And as you can see, I'm so passionate about this and just seeing how important this is.
I love this because, you know, during the pandemic, what happened to most people is they said, let's just hunker down and pay attention to ourselves, stay away from people, live in fear. Let's just worry about our own little circle. But God used you differently during the pandemic. He said, I'm going to give you an idea that you're going to start something during this time where people were feeling lonely and alone. And I'm sure there was probably a lot more fathers actually that were separated from children with the separation just of people in general. And so, you know, you have family dynamics that might not be ideal. And then there's a pandemic when you're not allowed to leave your house. I can't even imagine some of the stories that you heard. So your community that you have is called 100K Fathers. How did you come up with that name?
It was during a meditation where I had sat down and I had just exited out of a small business. The timing was got to be the worst timing ever, just before the pandemic. And so that didn't work out, but I'd already taken the leap. And so now I had created the space in my life for something new to come through. And it was during this meditation, I said, I want to do something of meaning with my life, something that I could spend the rest of my life doing. And it came to me within about 3 minutes of the meditation of reuniting 100,000 fathers with their kids. And no idea, like I said, on how on earth I'd be able to do that. So that's how it was all formed originally.
And so how do you do that? We see in epidemic. You know, we thought COVID was something that's COVID doesn't even touch the surface of the widespread missing fathers in children's lives that are happening. And it affects our culture. It affects the next generations. And so this is a huge undertaking for you. And I'm just wondering, so what are some of the things that you do how do you meet fathers? How do they hear about you? We're going to put your campaign name across the bottom so people can read more about you and contact you. But how, if there's a father watching and he's going, yeah, but you won't be able to help me. I'm too far gone. My kids hate me, or my ex-wife hates me, or my baby mama hates me, or whatever. This isn't going to work. What little bit of hope do you have for them?
Amazing question. And that's the fathers that come to me, first of all, how they come to me. I mean, the amount of obstacles that I've faced in trying to find these fathers, because it's so unique. Specifically, it's fathers that have been alienated from their children. It could be anywhere from a few weeks up to 12 years of not seeing mm-hmm. their kids. And when they come to me, there is, and what 100K Fathers is, it's connecting with nature. It's being an alternative path to these fathers, as opposed to what everybody in society is saying, well, you've got to fight this in court, cannot give up on your kids. But kind of looking to nature and the way nature works, you imagine there is a caterpillar. And it spends this first part of its life eating leaves, and then it goes into this cocoon, and then its entire body changes into this butterfly that emerges, and its purpose changes to flying in the wind and pollinating flowers. And kind of just the events that have taken place within these fathers' lives, where they were the seed that started the life for that child, and they've now, the story in their life is broken. They're not following the usual narrative, and they're seeing all the kids around them, the fathers with their children, and that gives them so much pain and suffering. When this event takes place within their life, just sharing these different tools, and I'll go through those cool tools in a minute, but just this whole principle of this caterpillar that is able to go through this whole transformation. Humans go through those same transformations as well. But humans are extremely impatient creatures. If you were to take the lifespan of the caterpillar, the cocoon phase, and the butterfly, in equivalent human years, would be anywhere from 2 to 7 years. And that's kind of the time span to be able to go through this massive change and go through the initial processes of anger and just hopelessness and just so many different feelings and emotions that they go through. And then they get to a point where they're like, kind of looking back at that event, there is so much good that actually has started taking place, that it had it not been for that fire ripping through my life, take place. And when I share that with the fathers, combined with telling the fathers, you are now at this crossroads in your life. You've found 100K fathers, and you're at this crossroads where you've got two paths you can choose from. The path on the right, which is path B, let's call it that, where you can focus all your energy and attention on what is taking place and be angry at your ex-partner, the mother of the child, and at the courts and the family system and all of those different things. And you just spiral down and down and down. You stop exercising, you stop eating healthily, which means that starts affecting your sleep. And then what often happens, the father starts resorting to sleeping tablets and even alcohol and smoking. And it's just this horrible downward spiral that they cannot even then function at work. And what I say to them is, what happens in 5 years' time, or let's say 10 years' time, say your child is 10, when you lose contact with them. And they now, it's 10 years forward in time, that child is 20, it's no longer with the mother. And that child, a boy or girl, goes to find you. And eventually they find you. What are they going to find as a person, as a father? It's going to be this father that is just totally spiraled down, hasn't looked after themselves, has got no stories, has just helpless to society. And that child is going to want to spend time with you. So now you're going to be a burden in that child's life. And do you want to be a burden in that child's life? You don't. And so the path A, which is the path on the left, is looking after yourself, working on the pillars, all the things that are inside of your own control within your life, your mind, your body, your relationships, your income, and the spiritual side of your life. And when you work on those every single day, and you eat healthily, and you exercise, and you get up each day and go for a little walk, 20 minutes, and you do breathing exercise and journaling and all these beautiful tools that are available within this platform, who you'll be in 1 year's time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time is completely different. And if you then start sharing those stories and the path you've taken with other fathers, you become this incredible guiding light where you then can start impacting other fathers' lives, Can you imagine the stories that you would have to share with your children when you do get to meet up with them? And you're no longer this burden, you're this vibrating energy and just, I've got life inside of you. And you're now like, and with the world that exists today now with social media, there's this online presence, and those things will start rippling into that child's life. They're going to Google your name. They're going to see the incredible things that you're doing, that you're not washed out. And the stories that have been told about you are not going to be true. And now you've got then the rest of your life and the rest of the child's life to spend together and to start learning how to be a father again with that child. And so I don't know, that explains just a slither of how we work with these fathers and just the group calls and the community and the stories of other fathers to put your own story in perspective. And it's just this beautiful snowball effect that's taking place inside of this community.
I just love that. I love it. It makes me almost like tear up because just thinking about it, it's like, and you know, I was thinking as you were even starting, you said, you know, so often that something comes in and it can spiral you down or things like that, or an opportunity, or that, like, if we were a butterfly, like 7 years, or, you know, like it would take, that's all, it's our lifespan. Like, we're not patient. We want things to be fixed overnight. But yet God has a plan, and he has a plan, and it might not even be comfortable because he needs to work some things out in us. And I think about how you started, where you said you started a business during COVID, right at the beginning before COVID. Like, if you hadn't done that, if that wasn't part of your story, and where then COVID hit and your business kind of, and I'm sure that wasn't a plan, it wasn't something that felt good or that you wanted, but if none of that happened, if COVID didn't happen, you might still be doing that business and missing out on this, what God has for you right now. And so I just love when we can look back and say, wow, God, you're so faithful and you're good. And I think, like, for you being able to share that with these men that don't focus on the right now, that there's something more that you have that's in store for your life. And I love that. Now, something personal that why I wanted to do this interview is we on Give Send Go, we're not just the normal crowdfunding platform, like fund me, give me money just so that I can go do stuff for me. You know, every word in our name is give, send, go. It's like, go do something for somebody else, give, and it's outward focused, because that's what we want our platform to be. A place is a necessary thing in this world. But we know that money doesn't fill that void that people have. These fathers, you could hand them money, they might be happy for a minute, but that void's still going to be there. And so we understand that, and we say, no, we want to give you more than just a place to fund money, which is important, but also to find hope. And so everything in our platform has been built with that thought process in mind. So, you know, we have a Give Now button, which all crowdfunding, successful crowdfunding sites have a Give Now button because that's how people raise money. But we have a different button that no other crowdfunding site has, which is a Pray Now, because we understand that prayer is so important, and that when people pray, they are actually speaking to God on your behalf. And we think that's an awesome thing. And so we started with our Pray Now button, knowing that people would go, huh, this is interesting. Someone's praying for my campaign. Maybe they can't give, but they can pray. We started with that. And then we've moved to another feature where we said, you know what, let's build a team of prayers that their whole job is to call our campaign owners, who are the ones trying to raise money for whatever is in front of them. And let's have people reaching out with a personal touch to pray for our campaign owners. Now, you don't find that really on any of these other big tech sites, but we said, no, we're going to actually put our money where our mouth is. You know, we could say, well, we have to pay someone and we have to find it. And we said, no, this is actually probably the most important thing that we're going to do. And so let's hire people that have a heart for prayer, and we're going to ask them to call our campaign owners and pray.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Give Send Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Give Send Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Give Send Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
And I heard that one of our prayer partners called you because she was assigned to your campaign. And little did we know that God had something a little bit bigger there too. You want to share kind of your perspective on that and what your thoughts were when you got the phone call?
Yeah. So amazing lady that called me. And she just, you know, just in a conversation, I just can't help but ask questions. And she then started sharing something about her father and a difficult journey that she has been throughout her life. And just in sharing that with me, just allowed me to be able to share with her some of the journeys that my fathers have been through and the journey that I've been through. And I think that helped her to a little bit. And that then resulted in just some follow-up calls that we've had. And from there, then she connected me with another father that's also part of this platform, that's also looking to raise some funds, and had an amazing call with him. And just, you know, so it's this beautiful ripple effect that is starting to take place here. So it's amazing on how you could just never imagine how this would all transpire, how the things that are starting to unfold, how it's so guided, this path that I'm on here, and how, you know, just even how this platform even took place, you know, how I even found it. So just amazing, incredible.
Yeah, you know, and so after that phone call, she called me because she's actually a friend of mine. And she said, oh, my goodness, I just got off a prayer call. And she calls me often to tell me like these awesome testimonies of prayer calls. And she's like, I just got, God spoke to me through this guy I prayed for. And like, he told me, like, I need to do some things with my father. And then a couple of weeks later, she's like, man, I opened my journal and I saw this note I wrote after speaking with Gary. And she's like, oh, I was like, man, I need to take these steps. And so she was saying, I'm being changed because of this with my relationship with my father. And then she calls me and she's so excited. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, so I called Gary to just touch base one more time, follow up. And while I was, and I hung up with him, and my next call was another father who was trying to see his kids. And she was assigned to another, and it's just randomly assigned. We don't have any, you know, so she was just happened to be assigned right after you to another father who was raising money on Give Send Go. And she went, I need to connect the two. It was, you're just going, oh my goodness, little did we know that God would use all of this to get this other father. And I hope you are able to connect with him and help him in his journey. And I love stories like this because it again tells me we're doing what God wants because he's setting up these divine appointments. So you kind of led into the next question. How did you hear about Give Send Go and why did you choose us?
Another great question. So the platform that I've set up here, it's finding fathers from around the world. And so far, it's been very interesting that about 95 to 98% of the fathers that have been coming on are Christians. And really just part of the pillars working within your life, those five pillars, one of them is a spiritual pillar. And just through the discussions that were taking place within the community, there's one father that was had mentioned that he had set up a funding request to be able to try and see his kids, to be able to help him with some of the expenses that he was going through. And so he had sent me the link on that, and that was a Give, Send, Go. And I'm like, wow, man, the timing of this is just so incredible. I was just trying to find a way to be able to fund 100K Fathers, because I initially was thinking I could set this up as a business, because I've set up many businesses over the years, and I thought, okay, maybe there's an opportunity here to be able to put together all my wisdom that I've experienced through this and build out some programs to help some fathers. But as I started to find these fathers and have conversations with them, I realized how financially devastated they were because they were going to the court routes, where the courts would just, and the lawyers would just pretty much destroy them, and they'll be so financially devastated that I realized I couldn't actually charge some of these fathers, because some of them were, they're like, Gary, I've, like, one of the fathers didn't show up on one of the group calls. And I'm like, how come didn't you show up? And he was like, I felt so embarrassed because I've got no money. I'm like, please, no, come join. And then after going on a trip with a friend within that same week, and he was talking about an AA program that he had went on. And why AA is so successful is because it's free and it's able to, there's no barriers to be able to accept that entry. And so I pivoted then literally in that week, and I opened the doors up to every father, and I've made it totally free. And I've made it as basically, I'm running it as a nonprofit, but I haven't figured out how, because we're in so many countries around the world now that setting up a 501c in the US and then a different structure in Canada and another one in Australia, I haven't figured out how to do that. So it is a nonprofit totally funded at the moment through my own like funds, which is pretty much run out now, but also through donations that I've started to receive. And it's just more recently, like I got to a point where I'm like, I started running out and I'm like, I don't know if I can actually do this. And this doubt started creeping in. And I kind of just sat with it for about 2 weeks and just sign after sign after sign came through. And one father then said to me, Gary, I've just received this bonus through my work. I would love to give you half of that bonus. And I then started turning the adverts back on, and 11 fathers in 7 days have found me and have joined this community. And hearing their stories and the timing of that was just, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know I'm on the right path. And then some more donations came in, and it's just like this little snowboard effect that's taking place, and it's just sign after sign after sign. And so so that's how I found Give, Send, Go, and just been so beautiful so far. And it's just all the pieces are just slotting together, you know. So it's beautiful. It's like looking back feels like all the dots are so perfectly joined. But looking forward, I still don't know how this is going to play out. And so it's just a hell of a lot of trust going forward.
Yeah, well, we are so glad you did find us. Anybody who's watching this interview, if you want to be a part of this community, and you can give if you need Gary at all for his services, if you're a father and you need to talk to him, we can put... Is your email address in the campaign page, or is there a website on the campaign page?
Yeah, it's a website in the campaign page. Yes, community.100kfathers.org. And then from that, perfect. A father could book a call with me. And eventually, as we start growing into the future, would be speaking to other fathers, but also send an email. And yes, all the details are on that page. You can find out a little bit more about the community from that page.
Awesome. Well, we are going to have the link below this whole interview, and so that people can find you. I really encourage you, if you're looking for somewhere that will have a return on your investment, maybe not financially, but in the bigger scheme of life, go and check out Gary's campaign, see what he's doing. Invest, be a part. This is something that will never go bad. Like, this is just going to, every part of it is going to do something good in the world. You are never going to help a father along and make things worse. It will always get better for those children, for the relationship, for everything. And so, Gary, I just want to thank you again for using Give, Send, Go. I want to thank you for coming on and speaking to us about what you're doing. And keep in touch. We want to hear those stories. We want to hear what happens, because there's nothing more encouraging to hear that what you're doing is actually taking place, that fathers are being transformed and building relationships with their children again. That is incredible. So we can't wait to hear the stories. Thank you again. I will share this link when it's done. And any last words?
Yeah, thank you so much. I would love to say that even if you're a mother, please reach out to me. Like, actually, my intention on this was reuniting fathers, but the very first mother that the first family I helped reunite was a mother to her two daughters. I've got a call tomorrow with a mother, and I'm hoping that there's a mother that has lost contact with her kids that could potentially start 100K mothers. Because this isn't about father against the mother. This is about building out and rebuilding your life, becoming a better man, becoming a more resilient man, like a kind of like a flexible tree with deep roots. And just understanding, like, part of this reuniting is where a point where the kids want to see you, where the mother of that child becomes the ambassador, wanting the father to see those children. And then that father learns how to spend time with that child and make up for that lost time and be this mentor and just a guide in that child's life. And so thank you for this opportunity. I love your platform, and very grateful that our paths have crossed.
Yes, I am too. And thank you again for the chat. We will keep in touch for sure.
GiveSendGo is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend, or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.